Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Gael, an Acast production.
Hello, August Baltarash, go How to Gael, Lumsa Shiva,
Lumsa Niren,
August Lumsa Louise,
Connus Thomwood Gals.
Flying it.
Tom, actually, Greek Keshker, Vimmer, Lerit, Dearest, the host name, Taffet, Fuinorm, Ringlo, Dearer. The three of us had absolutely bananas dreams. And I know it can be very boring listening to other people's dreams, but I think it's actually worth diving into ours.
Because
Dearens is especially bananas. Louise, you go with this.
Well, I'm like really bet into the sleeping patterns now because the Whoop new egg gum. So they're in actually,
they're
I know
Louise keeps sending me the link.
Do you side me on code Shin? Like I don't know, 10% off. Nor are they going to, Shiva, you can get counts there in Ashka, like with
Trial
that
terrified me.
Trial, yeah.
Sorry, you sound like an Instagram ad for her.
No, honestly, it will change your life. So Gach Madden, like being the stats glare of the phone, and you can get like the amount and percentage kind on.
The chud cuddleta.
Yeah, cuddleta have you got, I guess, on like sort. Call it you got
absolutely.
Call it dying, REM, all this crack anyway. So I'm like waking up, like texting Declan, being like, I got 4.5 hours of REM, whatever anyway. But REM is rapid eye movement sleep. And Shin on Trave Shin, I mean, to egg bring Lloyd.
Yes.
That's when you're dreaming.
Yeah.
So people who say they don't dream, apparently, or can't remember their dreams, don't get enough REM sleep.
Yeah. Oh,
so anyway, so the REM was literary. I guess if you bring load of attic on, I dreamt about a Instagram influencer and I just thought that we were actual temple car limnila kayla with babies, which is even more bizarre.
I know, but worrying.
Nor Gushmer Madden, it was all so real. I was like, Jesus, did that just happen? You know?
And did you
we were walking the three bridges of Limerick in the city centre. There's like a nice walk. I think in Fall Grove Share Minton Gummies because I ran it at the weekend. Lads, actually ate a shot. So Kyle May on Park Run, but I went and did my own 5K.
Oh, go on.
Emma Ainer.
God almighty.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a changed woman. The whoop also it gives you
tracked.
Your status.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, it told me I was in like the 90 percentile. Fucking maxed out doing the run, you know. So it makes sense that I hate
strain.
It.
Yeah. Strain.
But it's problem and afterglow.
You know, Nargooty to an egan bring loads model and baby. Arag to wet and baby.
Oh, Keshma. No. Vime kind of just like sort, I don't know, like confused. I was like, Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah. If you bring a dog, I'm so bleen though here. And to bring load, like, we land of a gum and we may coho collection. I woke up and we may
pre-rishta.
And Pultation H. Torrent gone, because they even made dead of tide air, like a glacis. But yeah, apparently it happens to women that they have a baby in their dream. They wake up and they're like, where is my baby?
Oh my God, that's so
I know,
cute.
Yeah. No,
it
that was bleen though here. And
then
the Anam, Ogamarin, Lanav, and I woke up being like, where is baby George? Like, if I would call,
I was just gonna say,
oh my God.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, no, that was like honestly, I'd say
sounds like a nightmare to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
they're called George.
Yeah, sorry.
The only time I've woken up in a dream still or feeling like the Gwilym sense of fear hill is I sometimes get this reoccurring dream when I'm nervous, sugar, anxious, fever, vacant.
Okay,
August. It's like it's the same dream every time. Basically, my teeth start to chatter and fall out.
Such a shit.
And but when I wake up, I'm like. Do you know, like, Mohiam Gawil Mofiachla, like, loosen where they can
show
you know? Yeah, being burfy. And I'm like, my tongue is like in my mouth, being like,
Aglurg.
So, yeah, Aglurg. Yeah.
That's
but I think
what Shin,
like, Trumlia, that's not really
Jesus, maybe we'll have to do an episode on dreams.
Are you frequent dreamers, though? Do you dream, like, often?
I dream all the time. All the time. And, like, a couple about my dreams have been really weird. And to my church, Anacha, the overall app. But you know what I've started doing now is we're into, like.
You've a dream diary, have you?
Oh, I do my morning dump of thoughts. Abdots. My
we
morning.
All do a morning dump there.
Now my morning like thought dump. Regular. I said that to you. I get up in the morning and I like dump all my thoughts and or like my
Stop
mad dreams.
Using the word dump, it's so dirty.
Yeah, sorry, it's awful. Yeah, that no, actually. Sorry. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh my god,
the straight face. I do my morning dump.
Can you please clip that as an individual video? Absolutely.
I hate
end,
who talks.
End just sentence yeah. there. Yeah.
Anyway, so I write
dump
them all down.
Yeah. Nothing like it.
Yeah, I love to. They love to do an Instagram filter of that, you know, like Madina or something like Dump the Madina.
Dump the Madina. Can we sing it in the theme of no,
Aina
Dintro?
No, we're also not staying on Bring Load E for too long because it's not Taming a Shock in a Shot. My Bring Load was that me and my sister did the show Bio in Ottawa, Truro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like that we didn't have enough. Of or we didn't have enough content. We had written down what we wanted to say in cope layer and we had got cope layer, got haves and orthon and we were like checking our cope layer and I was like, we've nothing else to talk about, like our content, like we've no more topics. And the whole look fair canal was just Dalty Manskulla. Like tough fucking crowd, you know, they're all in 80s skulla. Yeah. So anyway, I just remember being like sweating, so I'm obviously a little bit
nervy.
Oh, that's yeah. very cute as well.
And oh, then bring load Dirin.
Yeah.
Well, really, Ash, so anybody who's looking for a good pizza place, there's a really good one in Kilmahill in West Clare, which is so random. Fimé Ann and Sarish Cotta, and they had a little Springer puppy, a Fimé really, really tokelish, because that's Springer. My Nelly Bug is also Springer. So Fimé really tokelish and Springer pup show, Honey, a Bannum, Dun, Geyer, and Ima Hirev, Fimé, a Gimmertle Honey, and like Hrushig Man. I was like, that is so weird that I even fucking thought of that dog, because it's Blean o Fimé. Aon agor pizza. I was like, that's like, it was just Mishugs and Gyrus attire. It was so weird. Anyway, first thing, pick up the phone and flicking through stories.
This is before or after your dump?
This is before. This is before the morning dump. And I'm flicking through Instagram stories. I guess Hánig scaled Suas done pizza place show, which like Lanham, but Nevi and Shidri have like, you know, they're not one of the stories that are fed to me really ever. And the puppy is missing.
Shinko Ash.
Like,
isn't that fucking wild?
Like, conness. Like,
I know.
They're
mad.
You have a sixth sense.
Can't go with psychic.
Yeah. Well, it's because I'm so obsessed with dogs.
Well, Aaron Othshin about the sixth sense. Sixth sense. Jeepers, Neil and I and Larith. Well, I'll tell you a weird one. So my auntie, they, Jafurik and my aunt, I think you met them at the wedding, some of them, didn't you?
Probably.
My aunt from Scotland with the blue hair. And anyway, so a couple of Jafurik dad. And one of dad's sisters is the seventh daughter of the seventh son. Okay. Now I know Gwil Shin Kamonta, like the in older families in Ireland, because everyone had like 10 kids or whatever, right? But Norvimer Igfos Nias, I have this is a true story, right? My dad's sister would often have these dreams. She lives like by on the edge of a cliff down in North Kerry, okay? August. Anyway, if you bring Logica Ihawan, and the dream was that she had seen dad in A&E in hospital in Limerick, covered in blood, with me and Niamh as babies sitting on either side of him, right? So she rang him on Mann Dar Gion and was like, Tom, I've had a dream and I'm just nervishach boorhef who it's, you know, Torara, okay? So this might have been on the Thursday. So on Derishach Nishin, okay, dad was cutting the lawn out the back of the house. And anyway, he had like this big ride on lawnmower for the house in Limerick and went changing a fan belt or something in the, dad now as well comes from a house of like, they owned a car garage, his parents, so he'd be well able, a great man for sorting out cars and engines and all this kind of crack. So obviously, anyway, he put his fucking hand into like, he was doing something to the lawnmower anyway, and the like razor that cuts the grass, like, spun around, spun off and chopped off his baby finger. Okay, the tip of his baby finger. So anyway, obviously he like shouted at mom and was like, oh my God, fuck, my fingers have to get chopped off by the top of the lawnmower. So he ran up to the clothesline in our backyard, like got a towel, wrapped around his finger and was like, got the tip of the other baby finger. I was like, Catherine, drive me into the A&E in Limerick there, quick, into the hospital. We need to go and get this stitch back on. So anyway, between the jigs and the reels, a few hours had passed and dad was sat in the A&E covered in blood with a towel from the line and me and Niamh have sat on either side of him.
Oh my god.
Just mad. Yeah. I guess like, yeah, Darren Dad and Skelton Timerfod.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in prophetic dreaming. You know, Le Megalore Carol Young, and he's being checked quite meow and Timerfod. Now whether it's actually like Darren Shield Bader that it's your consciousness like preparing you in your dream or Gore Rodagan that you actually might know that's gonna happen anyway.
Well, how could you know?
Were you prepared to see that the poor old spaniel was missing?
That's fucking mad, because I actually woke up and I was like, how did I even fucking think of like that dog, like that was just a very small interaction that I had had with that dog last summer. Like, how, and I, like, I wouldn't have remembered the name, only that I saw, they're like, oh, Honey is missing.
Like, on Doilat Gerbation, coincidence, synchronicity, new psychic ability.
I don't know. I've had, sure, throughout my life, like, yeah. I'm not going to go into all the other weird prophetic dreams I've had as of late, but I've had a few mad ones.
I know. Honestly, thought, I just have a little bit of math issues. There's really going to drink the old food.
Well, I'm gapping to Gawil Gadorli and she'd the Guini at all, Nias Oskalta. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like they're new. Yeah. You are open to.
On down spirit Dalta.
Kind of. And yeah. I think. I'd close my mind a little bit because I'd be scared. I wouldn't want to dream about something scary and then for it to happen. I'd be grand without the scary.
Yeah.
But I told, do you remember I told you about all those mad dreams, Grevagum, on Tamshin, Gramadinavan, Clarifosh, Nature, Mahanahar?
Yes.
Remember
that?
Yes.
And I was really nervous that time about all that. I was like, oh my God, no, I can't be dealing with this, can't be dealing with this. And now I'm a little bit older, this maybe 3 years later, I'm a bit older. And like now I'm like, oh, it doesn't really freak me out at all. So I'm like, sure, it's only a load of shite as well. Like, Joe, you can read into this as much as you want to and as little as you want to. So I don't know.
I don't know about it being a load of shite though. I think the neuroscience in the brain and what happens when we're asleep, there's so much there unexplored, and I'd say so much that we don't know. Yeah. I think your subconscious when you're asleep is wildly interesting.
I don't know, Marilyn. Actually, lay mate, it was Sean Moncrief, Leish Crutier thing in the Irish Times, Hannah, and he said that he thinks dreaming is just like, it's your brain like resetting the law they're going. So it's like someone going around with a feather duster on a keyboard, you know, and like whatever ends up being typed is just what you see.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sean Moncrief now is so well qualified to give an opinion on this, you know, when he's not doing his show on News Talk.
And movies and booze, was
but
it?
But you wonder, how, I don't know, Apple or something, say with the Whoop, haven't developed something that, like, okay, this sounds probably futuristic, but that, like, I don't know, like a cap you could wear in your head at night that would like link up to what's going on in your brain, and you could play back your dreams on Lord Argyon and watch back what you're dreaming.
Stop talking about it.
I'm sure there's Rodig and Martin in the works. Like.
But how do you capture your mind's eye?
But I don't know, but there has to be, you know.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, there's a fella over, I follow him on Instagram, and he's over in England, and he like does all the stuff about lucid dreaming. But Fiche Ra, that there's been studies done, and I actually looked it up after because I was like, you know, the way people talk shit, and I was like, oh, what is the study? But I looked it up, it is true. I'll send you on the link of the podcast. If you go to the people I follow on Instagram, he's like Charlie Dreaming or something, you'll find him there. He was saying that with lucid dreaming, they've done studies on people because it's a really easy thing that they can actually conduct studies on it. Yeah. So they put people in the sleep state where basically the lucid dreaming can happen, and they got them to practice squats. Okay, this is mad, in their sleep when they were lucid dreaming, because you can control your sleep when you have. You ever had like a lucid dream?
I've
like
had
that?
Two in my whole life. Yeah, I've had, and fun and sheet loam, like,
yeah. When you can like, I've had a couple of those dreams where you can control it so that you can be like, okay, so they got them to practice squats, and they got them to do it like consecutively over a couple of nights, and they actually found afterwards that 80% of the people who participated in the study had significantly better form and ability to squat after entering the lucid dream state and practicing their squats in their sleep.
Wow.
And they also found it as well with martial arts, practicing techniques at martial arts. I'll send you the
Shikasula brainwashing though.
Well, it's working muscles in, it's working your muscles in your head.
Your mental
yourself.
Muscles.
Yeah, your mental muscles.
But Kula Misha, Mayana's through an Umarka lucid dreaming that you lose the ability to just normally dream. And so you kind of, you miss out on your REM because you're so used to going into lucid dreaming. That you can't not lucid dream.
Well, what we should do now, we'll test that out and we'll refer back to the Whoops.
Yeah.
We'll see what the REM is. Yeah, it's mad.
Peshaveg Ol, I find that's when the lucid dreams come on. If you're
absolutely,
when you've drank a lot, and it's that kind of sleep where you don't fully—I don't know what kind of a state you'd be in, but like, you're kind of still almost your meshka. There's alcohol in the system, and you're like,
you're in the horrors.
You're in the horrors, and the dreams are.
We'll just do an episode on dreaming and ish, like the Matheus Kuignamidega cover.
Are you serious?
But we just carry on. Fuck it.
Okay, fuck it.
I wasn't gonna do dreaming, but like, yeah, fuck it. So, inis them fina lucid dreams of Ian Sagwiv.
I get, do you get the, like, sleep paralysis to my church Lark let me on the Shohana.
Oh, Vishal, that's a shame for Agam Kupla about that, but I'm not awake. I'm paralysed in my dream. Yeah. You know, like Tommy Imma Ring Lodux to Migiri Bugga, and I can't. And then I end up trying so hard that I wake myself up because I've never been like awake in my body. My body's been paralysed. No. Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember Orwan Snow Skull again. It was all, it's any time that I've had scary experiences, it's been HV a goal a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember I had this little single bed in college. What's the name of my college accommodation? Anyway, it was like
very important detail.
Okay, I don't know. Neil took over.
We were actually talking about this. Me and Louise tell stories. We both got bogged down in the most minute, irrelevant detail that just takes away from the story so much.
Yeah, and you know what? Like really current issue, us thumpsing her against the NLA, but I'm definitely guilty of it myself.
Oh my God.
I'm honestly, in my head, I'm like, move the fuck on. I don't care what you're
It was a Tuesday. The sun was shining.
Hug Lara Hoare and nod them once. And I actually sometimes remind myself that it was like, Louise, no, you're out. Find the full stop.
Yeah,
I was like, yes, find the full stop. So anyway, it was an Orison Old Skylet single bed, tiny room with a desk. Okay,
you're queen very efficient.
That was that good now. And I remember falling asleep, like we'll say my back was to the shomra and I was like fiachant there on Mala Osmachormach. Okay, so I fell asleep in that position. Then it was as though in my sleep I woke upright and my body like jumped out of the bed and ran back to the wall. And
that's,
I was like,
mad.
Am I after getting out of the bed? And then the next thing, I was back in the bed lying down again. But yeah, needless to come with the show.
Yes.
Did I get up and do an involuntary run back to the wall and hop back into bed? Or was this rather horrible? But I was fucking terrified to the point, like, I'm even like scared thinking about it now. It's still, I remember waking up, where my aunt saw the show, I was like, oh my God, am I like, what the fuck is happening to me? Do you know? And it was just, I say, a mask on of all.
I've been in those dreams, but a friend of mine told me a story once where she, and this wasn't in the horrors, she just had a mad dream that like, she, in her dream, she floated up out of her body, right? This is so mental. And then like something else went into her body.
No, that's like Stranger Things, please.
No, so she was like, but like she was sober, like she hadn't been out the night before. And then whatever happened, she was like, something was like willing her to be like, oh, go out the door. And then she was like, no. She was like staying there, be like, no, I want to go back into my body. I want to go back. And she went back into her body. And then she woke up and she said it was the fucking scariest thing that ever happened. Like, I know I'm obviously not going to dox her now, but she's probably listening to the podcast.
Yeah, but not have her hands.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Mogra Furnish Shinna being Bringlo Deki, and she says they're fucking horrible. So basically being Bringlo Deki, Gwilla Halarm Hesh Bulags, because she hates Ari Mox and Laba. And then Tub and she's still in bed and she's like, oh fuck, that was a dream. And she says Gadorlin Shishin like Kuig New Shay or Anika Kayla, that she's like getting up and then she's not this is in how Torlin them Cooper or you know, that you think you've gotten up and you're out and about and then you realise, no, actually I'm still asleep.
Yeah.
But then she hates Torlin or imagine like
the anxiety.
Yeah, Dorothy goes she really like frustrating bug knock.
That's funny because I talk about the sleep paralysis things. I've had it so many times. But I can control, like, you know, mad, like in my dream. I don't know, Dortmund Scale Show lived. The worst one I've had in a while now is Sarine. Did I tell that story?
Sarine. Oh, Ladani?
Yeah, Ladani. Did I tell you that?
No, you told us the rest of the stories from the Rhine, but not this
one. Oh, yeah, well, not this one. I had very bad sleep paralysis. It was very dry January and it went on a fucking mad one, like, on the Hiedi Higramayan and Rushigma on Martin Dargun. And it was sleep paralysis, so I couldn't move from the bed. But like Tasha Thorin showed them Gaminic nerve on my trash fair fucking bender. And I woke up in the dream and I was like, okay, this is sleep paralysis, I can't move. So Visa gum grouse a tire of. So then I was like, look, I dragged myself out of bed in my dream and I was like, look, nothing to do now but just wait this out, could be a new show me.
I started
trying to fold my clothes, nervy met into sleep paralysis state. I tried to fold my clothes and then it was mad because like Fima Ghyer, who was like obviously Savala, Labwick, so tire of, and she had her back to me, she wouldn't look at me. I was like, this is so weird. And I was like folding, trying to fold all the clothes when I couldn't really move. And then I was like fostering my rushucht. So then I started in the dream being like trying to whack my head off the floor. I was like, oh, if I whack my head off the floor hard enough, I'll wake myself up. This is mental. So I started like trying to whack my head off the floor and like near it, I shouldn't go back near it. So then
how do you remember this cool Solaire show?
Because that's, like, there's a dream.
It's just so like I woke up with a start and I was like, oh my God, I could feel the cortisol like pulsing through my body. And I was like, that was so horrible. Viscum Calvian. Like Kyle Dierk, Trish Gerharja. Like, even there, if you mess with her,
wow. Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, it goes on for so long, and then you're just like, for fuck's sake.
It's Gramaha.
Like, yeah, that's Gramaha. Kind of scary. Yeah, it is kind of scary. But, like, no, you know.
Because under Lean Show, the Guinea, like, Gaminic. Is this
yeah,
the regular?
And you can induce it, like, you can induce it. You can teach yourself how to do it because you just get about to a sleeping point, but you, like, keep yourself aware. I think I myself on skull and horror because what
oh, so it wasn't like the drink induced horrors. They were just lucid dreaming. Sorry, okay.
And
okay.
I still remember to this day what I did, though. I realized I was like, oh my God, I'm dreaming. I can do whatever I want. When I flew, like, I went flying over the N4. I was like, I'm going to fly to school. Went to school, found my school, went to my class, went up to the boy who I fancied, and I was like, I'm in my dream. I can kiss him. Gave him a kiss, and he still was like, he was still like, get away from me. Even in my dream, they didn't fancy me.
Oh my God, that's
so cute. How do you
remember this
so clearly? It stuck with me so, because I woke up and I was like, Fisha Shin Deli, if you may know, like, I could control my dream. So that was in Cade Ken, and there and Dara Orga Horlache. I was like, this was just, this shows how much of a fucking weird image obsessed child I was. I was like, I want a gorgeous bedroom. Had a gorgeous big like high ceiling bedroom, literally. Yeah. And I was like, I want to try on clothes, being a whole wardrobe of clothes. And
oh
I
my
gave
God,
my, did myself a fashion show. What any? I don't know. Well, what I would have liked at that age. Yeah, and I can remember. And I was like, this powder blue dress. I still remember it. It was gorgeous powder blue dress. Yeah.
That is gas. But apparently, so full career like Kay and Avishi, they're all like on a hood, the Gerud Mora and Lenny, like kids are really able to lose a dream. But as we get older, we lose the ability to lose a dream. But you can learn it. You can.
But I don't think I want to.
Really?
The only reason why my one was scary was that was because it was a drink induced horror.
Any
that
of the ones that come after drink are always terrifying. I always have bad nightmares after drinking as well.
But no, because when you can control your lucid dreams, so you can be like, no, this is going to be an ice dream.
Oh my God,
you're like,
I'm dreaming the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
I've had loads of them, like keen, like where I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming, I'm going to reach, I'm going to fly now.
And I was actually like, oh, I'm going to fly, and I was soaring down the N4 like, shiny ass.
Gas.
Jeepers, my dreams are never that clear, I think, or long. Like, there's definitely times I'll wake up or imagine and I'm like in Anne's Winiver and Ringload, but then I'll just forget it again. Do you know what I mean?
Which you know what? I'm not surprised though, because Taku Ho busy if we law her that like you kind of have to get into a stage, go to like Denise, relax. Are you into free of obviously, you know, I meditate a lot, but are you into free of like shamanistic meditation, new journey, new Enid Martin?
No, but Tom really gearish and Ian have actually. Because the it's just funny you say about relaxing. Sorry, I'm kind of cutting in here for a second, but come back.
Oh my God, wouldn't be like it.
When we were House of Caribbean, again, no, like, do you know, we were gone for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
At the end of kind of week three, I think I was like, my sleep, it's so funny, on differ like Ian and like routine or whatever. Yeah. I had gotten into such a routine of relaxing. Obviously, I was sleep in Aoun. Call it or fag like a Wadnius Moama, you know, I could be sleeping for hours, like, or I could nap really easy. I fall asleep on the beach or whatever, right? So I remember imagining one anyway. I'd obviously gotten up, gone down to the hotel breakfast, then came back and was asleep or reached, but I fell asleep for about an hour and I woke up crying, like I was bawling crying. I had like a really, I don't even know what kind of a dream it was, but I was bawling when I woke up. I had like had a dream that obviously was so impactful that like I woke up being like, but I Neil, even it's come, I don't even know what, do you know what theme on Ringload was or anything, but it was just like obviously that loiter.
Tom Isha H bring out a vagum gagushi and McQueena. And I remember one very specifically because my cousins never let me fucking forget it. I reached me on a Oaks of Unskull and I woke up kind of like whimpering, sobbing. They're like, Shiva, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I go, I didn't get a dress in time for the wedding.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, I was obviously, no, like whenever I have like reoccurring like stressful dreams, it's always about me not having enough time to be ready for something. I've only had one about the bonnet, but like before that it was just for anything. I just didn't have enough time. That's my stressful dream.
Yeah.
But I have woken up crying, and you know what else I do? I wake up laughing.
What?
I have iconic. Woken up. I have woken up and like it's been someone has told a funny joke and I go and like I wake myself up and so
no
and you know what I've done before, because like when we go away like Cunningham Gael, I get taken out Ryan and Wood Shomer, Buil Ferna, and like once I was Ryan Shomer, Leban Agent, and like the round we're like on a cordu Lena Kayla, and not once but twice during the night I woke myself up laughing. The poor woman has been like, what the fuck? In full darkness, and all you hear is
it's even love shin. Do you know, now I can't relate to that, because I haven't ever woke up laughing. But what I do do when I'm really anxious and nervous is, I think I've spoken about this before, is talk in my sleep. So no surprise, right? Yeah. But like, so if I'm very anxious about something, there were some things like, I don't know, like bleeding the gold news, I guess, between the banish, I guess, like stuff, yes, upper, yes, I guess, Marcinda, right? I would wake up and be a glareth as Gaelga. So Declan has had experiences with me in the bed, right, where I will sit up in a jolt, eyes open fully, and start presenting a radio show as Gaelga. And I will like sit up and be like, hello, Corida, August Nishik Chak, Suicide, blah, blah, blah. And
no, I'm like, sorry. Yeah. No, like, that's outrageous.
He's gotten such a shock that he's been like, like, what the fuck? That? And yeah, he'll tell you, like, he'll attest to this. And when I wake up, like, when I'm nervous about something, I will always jolt up in the bed and I'll, like, talk for a few minutes. Do you know, be romish, like. And my Corida, actually, the Clause de Gals will tell you that too. I'm a terror for talking in my sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Sleep talking.
August, I mean, it's also very
but
follow.
I never remember it the next morning. Do you know?
No, but I don't. I think that's the thing, isn't yeah. it?
I had a reach when I had went through that stage of having like loads of really weird dreams. I woke up one time. I woke up screaming, which is awful. But I had a really weird. I'm not even going to go into it. But it was obviously very disturbing for, you know.
Oh, anyone Jesus! Who's in bed with me.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Please close off your ears. Anybody I'm related to is listening to this podcast now. You've had your warning. But we spoke about this before. I don't know if you want to go there, Shiva. But
fuck it, let's go there.
Yeah, fuck it. Do you ever have a dream and...
A sexual dream?
Yeah, no. And you wake up and you have an orgasm.
And do you know what? I'm actually very passionate about this topic because we were taught, I literally remember in Sarong Oliukta or school being taught about wet dreams and it always being about
the
boys get wet dreams and they never once said that girls get them. So when it happened to me, I was like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. This is wrong. Like, this is unusual. Girls don't get this. It's fucking ridiculous they don't teach that in schools.
Yeah, it is mad. Yeah. But I think also that's
a
real...
Really?
Oh,
no. What's
that like? It happens to me fairly often.
like
if I haven't had sex in a while like that, like, but like not even that long, like maybe if I haven't, like, you know,
lads, you have fucking wild nights in your bed, so you don't.
No, it's very weird.
It is weird.
Like,
it is.
What?
You wake up and you're like, oh fuck. Yeah. Like, did I make a noise?
Yeah. Or like, oh, that's the real fear. Like, oh God, was I making noise? And yeah, no, it's awful. Yeah.
So I'm there. I'm orgasming. I'm laughing. I'm just a fucking.
But if because lads like have wet dreams and they're like really young, but like I don't think people talk about that enough, that like happens to fully grown women.
Yes,
like, I wonder if this they want to do with like how relaxed you are, Dolochullen, or they can, you know.
Oh God,
no,
I'd say not. I'd say it's just like
the body.
I'd say it's just your sex drive being like,
yeah, similar.
Yeah,
time to go, girl.
Yeah, time to go.
Oh
come
my
on.
God, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like more often than not, lads, now I'm feeling boring, but I feel I'll wake up and just not have remembered how I've slept at all. Do you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, girl, if you have one of those dreams, you know
remember.
All about it.
Yeah. You remember that one. You remember that one, alright.
I think that's very common. I think
you're actually, I don't think her, you know, Torlin Shay Shin, the bookie, like Snadega, when you're going through puberty, I don't think her husband Shay Thumbs the Gadie, you want to be staying. I bet you're like Lauren Affinity.
Yeah, I would say the very same. Oh, it happens a couple of times a year anyway. Like maybe, see, it depends.
Yeah,
like,
Minikiach.
Yeah. Your other sexual activities.
I would say like six times a year max, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say maybe the same. Yeah.
But, Jesus, I'm really a nice fucking surprise. A Kylie and Tamach.
I actually had
it's a nice little surprise, I have to say.
I'll be
so
excited.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very to start your day. Put some pep in your step. But yeah, see, maybe you're just too stressed going to bed. You need to, I don't know.
You need to the doctor now.
Brian Shay, do you know LaDainey as well? I went through a phase there. I'm still trying to figure out my sleep routine on Chum Lochlia because I feel like.
Sorry, Louise, you're here 6 months. Yeah.
No, but
you're
sorry.
You're here a fucking year.
I'm here a year and a half. Yeah,
and
way
you still haven't figured out your sleep routine.
No, but
you need to get Lucy Wolf, this baby sleep trainer, in for you.
Yeah, she's having dreams about babies.
Because it's so irregular. Do you know, I feel I sleep different. We've spoken about this before, like when you're sleeping with someone, but there was, was it a Tacht and Chicago or I don't know, a few weeks ago anyway. I could not any night get to sleep before 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Then that's, it's very annoying.
The anxiety, that though.
But I think the more you think about it, I was like, if I have to fucking lie on my back again and do another body scan, I've run out of the amount of fucking lavender oil you can scatter on your pillow. It's just sometimes ni vín tú an
aún. But just because you're wired, you've loads of things. Yeah. Be a mission.
I need to do the morning dump.
Morning dump.
I'm not dumping enough.
So a morning dump might lead to a few morning highs, you know?
So, cared eating a really good nennens to mud and will to an own colour?
Stress and get anxiety. I get anxious.
What, no, cared and lice surgeons.
I try to do loads of things, but I just end up getting stressed and anxious. Like the airport, come have a Irish Carrick log. God, Larry Shahania, Conhane. I'm going to be so tired.
Oxygen, Irene to Gok or on the hour. Do you know when it's like awful. Your body keeps naturally waking? Oh, I don't know. Do you know the last, LaDainey, I had a gas sleep experience. I had gone to bed, right, in my head being like, it was so stupid, or in Gaelic Chase. I changed the bedclothes, right? And I was like, a few nights after, it was for the Junkature thing, I'd put on a full body of tan and I was like, oh, it's really annoying now. I'm going to get tan all over the new bed sheets, you know?
Jesus.
I was like, if I just curt to all air Mohaev, maybe I can just tonight the tan will sweat on this towel. So I was like going to bed conscious that I didn't want to roll on to get the whole bed sheets. So that, can I just try to sleep straight in one spot? Well, if I fucking went to bed with that as my thought, I couldn't get to sleep then. Like, I took the fucking towel out and in, and I should have just gone to bed. Maris Gnaw,
We didn't see you the day after that, and you were very rushed.
Actually, it was terrible tan. I used a tan new and ni
rafshigma. Okay.
Don't recommend.
I have no question about the trucks. We weren't meant to cover.
No, we weren't
bring
meant to
Lodi,
do.
But just that's where the Korah took us.
Yeah, that's where the Korah took us. What about you, Shiva? Do you never thought this is stress and you feel like colour cut the in into?
Oh, do you know what? This is so bad. I watch Housewives.
When you're in the bed with Colin and everything, like.
No, I put in Clusini. I'd put on an episode that I've seen before and I would just close my eyes and it sends me off to sleep. I have it on the lowest volume, but just Ruddig and Seclusa. I just need something going on there.
Yeah.
Like to put me asleep. So normally it's like someone screaming at each other. They're always arguing, but that's just, I don't know why that is. That's my comfort blanket.
Capam Gwilche on escapism. I think that's what it is. I think if you can use something that allows you to zone out.
Yeah, well, they also say that rewatching shows, you rewatch them because you crave predictability and, you know, comfort, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's why. So I just whack on something that I've already seen.
On Beach of Eglay of it all, no?
Oh, I love Leia.
Oh, God. Hog me, Laura Lomair, and Muss and you. Husme, Thusablina. It's fucking brilliant. The bee sting. Was she late to go?
No, but.
It's brilliant.
Is
but
it?
Just, I got about 3 Kiarhuth and Valak Treed, and I've just hidden such a block
a
let.
Oh, really?
So, Tamagiri kind of. Erkutia Reefwe, 75 hard.
Yes.
No. Yeah, so I'm not doing that, obviously. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God,
no,
God.
No, I'm not doing 75
it's
hard.
Ridiculous,
75
Gavin,
hard is you do 75 days in a row of Kuig, Nose, Egg, Sula. So you have to do 2 45 minute workouts. You have to drink. You have to drink 3 liters of water. You have to. So it
can't get the oil.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You have to stick to a specific diet.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Workout. Kosheva. No. And Wifwin Air. And then Count Ellis Gym.
Yeah. No. It's really
it's
fucking stuff. And it's yeah. Shock the Cooig Law and Eiki Kaylee, you're meant to stick to it, right?
But you can do like a 30 soft or something as well.
Well, I'm doing something soft anyway, right? Okay. So I want to, like, Gokla, I want to go a gore shoeload because I spend a lot of time indoors. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm a whiffing air. I'm going to go a mock a gore shoeload and I'm going to lay quid then lower and I'm trying to do that or fat truck a lot.
Okay.
So that's my 30 soft.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good. I'm after giving you a little lower to read.
Sorry. Near, can you fucker hook to a lower to them? I didn't hear you talking about it.
Okay. So this is so random, but I was reading a good, so this guy, Declan Kybert, he's a literary critic. So the Scrigshare Lower called After Ireland, which is a great book. And it's kind of like, I suppose looking at the how literature has shaped, you know, Ireland and how Ireland has shaped it and Irish literature. Anyway, okay. Scrigshá Alt Soláthar Seo Mialar, The New Policeman, which was my favourite book, Mar Colleen Ogue. And it's a book that I've gifted loads of people. And I saw it in a bookshop. And after, do you remember we were recording the podcast here a while ago and I was saying, oh, I feel like I come into like Dublin or like I come into town and I'm like, enter into the real world.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, actually this is such a good example because when you read the book you'll just see what like the different, I don't know, just a little mad world of music. And I was like, oh, the girls will enjoy this. And I've bought the book for loads of people and it's just a beautiful, beautiful book. So I'm excited to see what you think.
Oh my god,
like it's a young adult book. Like it's not like, it's pure escapism though. It's really cute and
like fantasy. It's Eoin Killeen Rudd. I always loved young adult fantasy books.
It's kind of fantasy. It's like on Mithasolíoch Timpel or Tírna Nóg, but it's Mialar, like it's Scéal Mialar Ceol agus Clown. Like it's about a family who's like their whole family dynamic is based on traditional music, which is obviously like my family.
Yes, on a call with the Cree.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And it was just cute because like he learns the fiddle at home from his dad. Like I learned.
No spoilers.
From my dad. No, this is all like the opening. No, just read it and then tell me what
I'm
you think.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm Lara Thomshé. Well, I was in Monday who worked there for a while, but it's gone up on the shelf. The Prophet song. I'm finding it so hard.
So hard.
Oh my god!
Hard.
I was like lashly through it, and then I was reading it on the train, before I had the SponCon car. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Remind me.
But now, do you know what? I'm losing on Thamshin because on a Friday evening, if I was a cop holder in train, I'd be like, I would strictly say, I'm not going to go wear my phone or I'm not going to Jane Uber. I'll just use this time now to read, to lay Coupla chapter or whatever. And jeepers, I was struggling so hard through A Prophet song. I was like, it's really hard. It's really hard on the brain. It's not escapism.
No.
But this is really easy reading.
Sorry, on Stupakshiv, Ilor, Lower, like if you weren't enjoying it, would you?
Yeah.
Life's too short.
I need to go rash though. I do want to actually Creaknagate the actual Scrivener or Lemon.
Why, if you're not enjoying it?
Yeah,
if you're not enjoying it.
No, I am enjoying it. It's just, you need to be in on zone carth. Can I live?
It's a heavy read. Like, there's no punctuation or than like the text. Like, Tasha, no, it is a heavy read. It's not, and it's on perspective of Scott Rose.
Yeah, the perspective is that. There was,
it's obviously,
such
by the way,
reviews,
won the
Booker's Prize.
Yeah, the Booker's Prize. So, like, it's, you know, obviously great literary work. Sometimes you just need a fucking.
Do you know, via Sierra Cut the Raw, you need a little Dolly Alderton moment.
Marion Keyes.
I love it. Marion Keyes.
Fucking obsessed with Marion Keyes. Macy Lamore, Lena Cairn, Nua Live.
Oh, Michelle. And Tall, Grown Ups are talking epic.
Could have Michelle.
So by Macy Lamore,
I just love her. Thought Eki, co fucking Solaire in Gokka. Yeah. You could just taste Marion Keyes.
Love her.
So uplifting. Yeah. Just sprawling me.
I love that, you know, in CMAT lyric. Oh, the Marion Keyes of it all. Yes. I love that.
CMAT, what a layoff, lads.
Oh my god, sorry, her arse out of the Brits was so iconic.
Tona Machig the Brits.
Oh, she conduct. I guess then Yen Katy Perry and Rod Kena, Cooper Shacht and Egan. I was like, trendsetter.
Yeah,
trendsetter.
Well, yeah, she's a great woman for like Lauren Sheehy Mialar, Lauren Sheehy Mialar, Ehane. You know, she's a big dream girl and she's like, yeah, I'm from like, Codasta Imlakli, is she Nakli or New Wicklow or what's her?
Nickley.
Well, Dershia in Tamarfall, she's like, no, she's from Dunboyne, I think, actually.
Okay.
And Binchy Raw, do you know, like, just dreaming big and look at her now. Taking the place by storm. Especially class.
Rinne Sheoglaf Ma Aaron BBC model in a tone of MW, and she was like, it's just because I'm in a bigger body that people are more outraged by it. If it was then on a honey nevok on Con a cane off all to come.
August and Rulatu and Schley in a host she unmade crack and a Vichy Con Cashbone. She was like, I measured it to be the same as the amount of cleavage a woman would show in their breast line. I wanted to show that same on the crack of my
Yes, because it's niece, it's in Glock. I thought maybe she in cleavage in Glock. leg and sucky, surely this much arse cleavage
yeah.
wouldn't
yeah,
be
as well. Yeah.
Oh, it's fair play though. Do you know what? Like, fucking.
But we all do it at the live show. Yes. We get our arses out.
Oh, my arse is girls, so underwhelming and flat. Like, I'm a scarecrow. No.
Girl, dream big. You'll get a big ass one
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Once I start doing the morning dump. What? Squatting in my sleep. Can I hook me up an hour?
Exactly. Keep squatting.
Squatting in my dreams.
Oh, my God. I wonder if you could do 75 hard in your sleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. If you could create a fucking means for someone to do 75 hard, sorry, there's a revolutionary invention.
Exercise pill.
Sorry, no.
Did you see this?
Rodding it. No, okay, no, sorry. Shin, but what I was going to say is, if there's any entrepreneurs or geniuses out there tuning us in, create something that makes your body, makes your brain body exercise. So you wake up in the morning, and do you know the amazing
the trip. They're talking about putting chips in people's brains now, and you'll be able to like control, like, you know, be able to just think something, and like, you know,
it'll be like, yeah, you're counting as a reaver, like,
yeah. But if you, so you're talking about like stodder new
well no do you know on obviously the effects that your body feels in your brain when you've exercised. Imagine if the there was endorphins. Something that you could stimulate that while you slept.
So I actually
you woke up feeling like you've worked out.
I saw a clip from this morning on Instagram the other day, and there is a new exercise pill that apparently when you no, it's not a diet pill, it's an exercise pill, and after you've taken it, your muscles get the same effect as if you worked out, and your body releases the same endorphins. So
that would be
a new one has just come out apparently. We'll have to look
now,
into it.
But we'd
have to look into it. Yeah,
but I don't know how fucking valid it is. Yeah, I was on this morning, like, I'm not saying it wasn't fucking,
it's no Ireland Diane internalist integrity. Okay,
we haven't covered it.
Journalist.
I think that's really sad though, because I love the working out and the exercise, doing it.
Like, cheating.
Yeah, it is,
it
cheating.
Is cheating.
Shukesh now, Dasteve Kalini, but like, tell me the counter tire. What if you say now, what's your big dream at the minute? What is your big dream at the minute?
Oh my God, she actually kept that one. Because I haven't sat down to think about that new legend. Guess she had a curl let Tommel father.
So couple dini action question occur Aram Ladani August Mohim Gwil Shay Co Dacker Merkesht. It is a very hard one to think about and to answer, I think.
Yeah.
And I think Ari and Shay on Tamar Fod, and it's like there's a few ways to ask someone that question. Like, what is your big dream? Is it like professionally in the work aspect of your life, or is it like for the Hale Parson that you know, like, I think people can have many big dreams.
Or is it just like kind of a sauce the newer they get? Okay, and I get to feel out here.
I don't know. Ta couple of road go really vralum like, road this so random now, but like, oh, so during my lifetime I did of course in creative writing. Yes. So I've been doing it. Oh, I'm from Nullag, so Gach Lewin. I do my little creative writing class and being I've actually been pretty bad listening to Catherine Lodini. But anyway, so Joan, I would love just some pain. I'd love to like write like Rodegan Le Tager, do you know? Like you may obviously Marsh the Litriacht and stuff and Vich my Scrive Gamorlish, but like I'd love to like write something. Yeah, I'd love to write a book or something.
Oh, a girl, no better woman.
That wouldn't surprise me for a second. If it's that's very much. That's not a big dream. That's such a realistic reality.
That's a shit dream.
I think I can absolutely see that for you.
No, absolutely.
Well, I'm no
prophet.
Yeah.
Not like you.
But I'll dream it up tonight for you and come back to you. When I have an orgasm in my dream, I need to have a morning dump tomorrow morning. And what else do I need to do?
And you need to manifest you writing.
Yes. Listen, gals, leave with me. All the night's work.
Yeah, jeez, you'll be busy out now. That whoop is
going to be going. The whoop will fucking explode.
Overheating, yeah.
I wonder what a whoop records an orgasm in your sleep. You'll have to let us know there.
Well, it does. God. It actually records your.
I had one there recently, like in the last night or two.
Yeah, so I'm trying to case study with my whoop. Sorry, this is probably TMI. But the whoop Becca Declan come out and whoop Gumsa. And now I'm only in my baby whoop days. I'm only a beginner whooper.
Yeah,
so it needs to take. It's a 3 shots in a ligand.
Yeah.
But Declan has been in the whoop game for a lot longer. So I'm trying to figure out how our sleep changes. August much like say Lakeyla in separate beds, or like him after a match, or exactly like if like I don't know, having sex affects how you sleep, all of these things, so you can actually track them.
It's way better for your recovery when you have sex. It's way better for your recovery. And you know, every morning you get your stat on how well you've recovered the night before. You can start a group because
sex group.
Start a group. No, no.
Men,
I think that's called
of sexual partners in Dublin to make sure I'm recovering all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get a roster. Get a roster.
Who's on tonight?
Yeah, yeah. No, but you can like keep an eye then on each other's stats. So there you go.
I can make a group with Declan.
Yeah, you can make a group with Declan. I was just going to say, we'll have to do a separate group. I don't want to be monitoring your and Declan's sex life.
And Declan's heart rate's going through the roof.
Yeah,
right,
what
now
is going on? I better give them a quick ring.
Oh. Yeah. I actually read a book. It was called Animals by Sarah Pascoe. She's a comedian. Vianne Lara, really, really good. Now, it did leave me a little bit fui groom because she was basically just talking about like how we are animals, right? Okay. And she was talking about the instincts that like men and women have, and like I just didn't like it because like it was too honest, you know.
Have you ever read Sapiens?
Yes, I actually really enjoyed Sapiens. So I really did. Yeah.
It's all about this animal instinct kind
of
thing.
It's the history of humankind from the beginning to current day. It's really good. Okay. But Ilera Sarah Pascoe, she was speaking about how men do get sleepy after sex because
melatonin.
Yeah, I don't know. Is released. It's literally scientifically proven that it is released in men and it's not released in women. Now, some women may get sleepy after sex, but like I think it's very noticeable that men get sleepy after sex, whereas women don't instantaneously.
Don't. Yeah.
And apparently, do you want to know the biological reason for this?
Go on.
It's because like men, like can't go again straight afterwards, you know. They have to work up the feckin' sperm or the to go again, whereas women can go. So if they want to go and find a better partner directly afterwards, that they can and that they're not sleepy.
Ew.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
I know that's why this layer I was a little bit like, oh, is that what we're made
that's
for?
That's a bit sweet.
Yeah, could you're okay, like, but anyway, she's spatial.
She not claim that power though. I think that could be a little superpower as well. Go as many times as you like. Like whatever. The poor men, they've only got one go on them. Yeah. Women, we can do it all.
I don't know. You're being harsh on the men there now as well. Look, if they're sometimes, not very often, but sometimes you can coax them into going again. In fairness.
No, like of course. I'm just saying biologically. And then, do you want to hear something really nasty?
Go on.
Crow on Vud. Okay. Right? They're shaped like that and they have a little edge.
Yeah.
So that if you do go again and you're with a second partner, that it can scoop out what was left from the previous partner.
No.
Stop. So that's what the bell end is for.
Yes. The bell end is for scooping out your previous partner's sperm.
Jesus Christ almighty.
But that's it. It's a competition for the best mate.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
Simul.
Yeah.
Later. So what's your big dream, Shiva?
Yes. Okay.
I want.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
How did we get there? I have no idea, but there you go.
There you go. God, on the honeymoon.
I know, no real shame.
Yeah. Okay, but genuinely, tell us one of your dreams.
I don't know. I feel in my hail profesiunte. It's not that I'm not ambitious, but like where my career has taken me, it's kind of been trihimpish. I never set out being like, I'm going to do this. I've been very fortunate and lucky to get the opportunities that I've gotten.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, now I have said before, and I'm kind of embarrassed by it. I said in a couple of ogle of like Cuig Nu Shea Blino Hin when I first started presenting and I was so fucking green. I was like, I'm going to be the first female presenter of the Late Late Show.
Oh, classic time.
Yeah, I know. And I'm actually really embarrassed that I put it out into the world. I've just put it out into the fucking world again. But anyway, it's out there.
Manifesting it for you.
But I don't know if that is my professional dream though. Like, I don't actually know where I want to go with it, but I'm enjoying it right now.
Yeah.
And feckin' with.
Can I say something actually about what you said about you feel like you've ended up where you are accidentally? And I feel like I'm really like in this job very accidentally. But Joe, people ask the question all the time, oh, am I really Gary Oberst the man? And they're like, well, I'm like, well, like, what should I do? And like, they're like, I'm like, girl, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Like, it just, you just end up there by accident. But I think that's a real sign. Like, if it's for you, you know, it'll come to you.
Maybe.
Do you know, I'm a real believer in that. Like, you can't.
I do agree with that. And I also can say that I feel the same way. But I also think that what three of us aren't saying and what anyone looking to get into this industry should know is that it is a lot of Uber, and it's Uber on time or fall.
Oh, yeah.
And
actually, it's not easy.
These accidents, I think, can happen, but they don't happen for the lack of trying. I will say that.
No, but I agree. I do think that like you have to kind of be conscious enough of like, Joe, like there's loads of things that have happened in my life that I'm like, oh, you know, I really wanted it to work out this way or that way. But like, you actually have to just accept the path that like you know, accept the path of least resistance, you know.
I know, but then I think keep yourself auscultate as well. Yeah. You know, some people are closed to opportunities. Yes. And I think when you open yourself up to seeing things as opportunities, they become opportunities. And actually a little bit of luck, like I mean, it's, I always say this, I got this tattoo on my wrist, which it says Unthaw, because I always thought, even as a young person, it'd be lovely to have a little bit of luck on my side. And I think if you believe that you have a little bit of luck, or that there's a little, you know, if you actually just think Darfach, things that are Darfach will come into your, what's that called? Is that the law of attraction or something?
It's the law of attraction, and you're vibrating on like a higher frequency. But it's like similar to the whole dream thing. Like, you are literally, same way when you're lucid dreaming, that you design your dream. We all design our own reality. Like, every, we could have the exact same interaction, and if I come out of it with a positive spin on it, then like I've had a really good interaction, but like, you know, somebody else could go into it and be like, God, that was like shite. And then they come out of it with a really negative thing. So it's all like, in dreaming and in life, I'm a big believer in like, you're just a projection of what's going on in your head is literally your reality.
I don't know, because like Mohim, like Mara Dorothy and Chin, like on all of, a lot of these opportunities have like fallen into my lap and I've kind of just gone along with them. Yeah. I really feel like I'm not in the driver's seat a lot of the time.
Yeah,
like,
but that's synchronicity.
Go along.
No, but when you get
led,
the opportunity though, Shiva,
I take
you
it.
You get into the driver's seat and you drive your way through that opportunity then comes the next. Like,
I actually have to say something. One of the big things I've learned from Shiva is you are a fucking great woman for being like, I would be really like, no, I'm gonna have to go and do this now, and like, you know, I try to orchestrate things, whereas you're a lot better like being like, nah, like, let's just relax here for a second, like, you know, that's gonna work out and that's just gonna come. And you're very good to be like, we're just like playing it cool, and then like 9 times out of 10, well, sure, look, we don't know about the things that, you know, didn't come knocking at your door.
Yeah.
But you do have that attitude where you're kind of comfortable in the fact of being like, sure, like, I don't have to go and do that, because I just know eventually the outcome will be, you know, something
good.
I don't know.
My friend says to me that like, I fall in shite and I come out smelling like roses. But
you're fine,
I just kind of relax into it, and I'm like, look, if things come my way, I'll do them. If they don't.
But that just goes to show you're on the right path. I'm a great believer in like synchronicity and like things just, you know, it's all threads. And they're all pulled together, and eventually it becomes a parade.
Fionn Chat Sin agoin a like Bliain Nóin, or even probably, it's probably longer than a Bliain Nóin agam buinte seo, but I remember ag bogadh am Lochlear and Gaeth Dulshias, and I've spoken about this before, but being nervous about like moving counties and cities in my 30s, and always vi share into agam like, okay, I would love to have like a group of girls in my life that are like, you know, in similar situation to me, that I have an opportunity to speak Oscuela. These were like the things I wanted when I moved to Dublin.
Oh my gosh.
I never ever like manifested anything in terms of like being working with ye or doing Ain Stuff Television, but one thing I really wanted was like, it was funny, like, because when I thought about moving to Dublin, I was like, I really need to make it work for me, like, as a social thing. I really want a group of Gaeilgeors in my life, and I really want like girls that'll understand the industry. And then like Fecha Horla, you know, it's funny. Oh,
you manifested us.
I literally dreamt you up one morning, girls, put you in my morning dump, done.
No, but but you're not actually fear, because the Anna Gumsa Gashiva Erichela probably Avadni's Fida Namarvech Anna going Earth because just Black Leah and Iron, but like never really spent time with each other or like became friends. Like you were really the unsnaw a haring and virtuing in Lichela. Like I would say.
Can I say something? We make sure to put Craila Nice Luha. It was actually you put Craila on Housewives, but anyway. still put Craila either Laird free like female friendship from her that's killed in a kind of tame Housewives. But it was Elizabeth Day and Vichy Laird free like on kind of Concap Show that like you only have time for 5 kind of core people in your life at any times, and like if you have like a partner and kids, then you don't have time for other friends because they become your core people. You girls have pushed out some people in my
I agree,
honestly. And if you're like, why haven't I like in why haven't I seen this person in, or why haven't I been as close or in frequent contact with that person, it's because you two bitches.
I just jump in here with a gas story from the other night. I'm going rash quick to RTS Awards, which by the time this podcast comes out will be Cúpla Seacht Nóin. Dirin sitting in the Seomer Festus of Liberty Hall munching into Doritos, turning around to us being like, I'm so glad to have found you as a woman in my late, as friends in my later life, as a woman in my 30s. She was cold dying. Obviously, she only asked.
I know.
You had lovely things to say.
Oh, well.
On death's door, are you?
I know. I know. So funny. Sometimes you really think that you're a lot older than you are. But no, I would definitely be like.
And then the year father, we were captioning all the pictures like Soul Sister.
Soul Sister. I know. But Bea and me not obsessed with Kayla, especially when they're being duckled. We're like, guy. And Bea and me so excited with Kayla Ashley. It's very cute.
Sorry, but we have a bloody hoolie when we are together.
Look, we're just so much crack. Hello. We need to settle the question. Who's the funniest? I know.
I know.
We're going to let the audience decide. I can show you. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
What?
Show an episode. Darren Akrimish and Showbio. Talking about dreams.
We'll be
talking about dreams coming true.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Accorded. I'm literally HFA Glowert. If I'm Quagan Omage. And can I just say it? This was not the intended topic. I had a completely different topic intended, and then we just started talking about dreams, and we said, "Fuck it, let's stick to it."
Yeah.
And I think it was actually here in the episodes. Is Desha will Dane the Gwyneth Thomas Lockridge to Gaholing?
Yeah,
but you tell us was it Gaholing or not? I feel like it was Gaholing.
No,
like,
Vishay really good ass.
Yeah, Vishay really good ass. Ain Gloosh from that random little episode.
Ooh. Well, and you know what else? Because Vimer count me other layer. To make your Mullalair own vertigo come up. What's your fave? Mullalair. I'm saying the new policeman because Sinéan Cairn, Gruchanig Medal, and Bert Colleen.
Humankind.
Oh.
And it is a book about how inherently humans are good.
Oh,
and
great.
Just like it was just on Laura V. U. Megan Point to Shinema Hale and like Cuishe Treed, kind of like Ruddy Sistar, a heel haw Wai Shin that made people or like that made on Dinadana evil. But it actually was like, no, this was the truth. And what we think about these things aren't true. And just like Dahrug Shame of Yon, Er Khanadana, and Walhan the Aina Aleve. It's it's beautiful.
Okay, great.
Oh, Shin Anias. I'm kind of explaining for Rodegan Athonius eighth from a bather.
Yeah.
I do find myself, I know Gwyl Dolly Alderton, like
Queen.
Mentioned Gwen
Queen.
Cooper,
I love
her. I think
obsessed.
Her book that she has, it's one you can dip into. It's called
Everything I Know About Love.
And I think I've read it like couple of Oregon now, but it's Erma kind of Thave Mlapik Sawale Limnok. And I sometimes find, you know, if you need just a light little gabadil.
Yeah,
it's kind of Johnny Gabadil. I think we'll go across the Tajin Take Anias.
Daish Michelle Eshmer audiobook, and it was just like a fucking warm hug in my ears.
Then if you want Rod Egan, that's kind of like intellectual, but Dacher go for profit song. It is actually
but Dacher I'm not that enjoyable.
Your top is struggling through, but I'd really recommend it.
Well, some people are better readers than me, I'd say. You know, I admire someone who can like read aloud. Gatapa.
I'm a speed reader.
Are you a speed reader?
Yeah. Oh God!
Oh yeah, no, I'm Mowl.
I'd read like five books in a 3-day holiday.
When you're at the Landseer, I think.
I don't read Sawalia, so I only do it hard.
Do you know what? Holidays last time, I did a little trio of Taylor Jenkins Reid's books.
Oh, they're shite.
Now, to be honest, I liked Seven Husbands.
That's not Taylor Jenkins.
No, you're thinking Colleen Hoover.
I loved The Seven Husbands of Evelyn.
Daisy Jones, The Seven Husbands, and Carrie Soto, because of like D. Lagant and St. Airport, so can't even like a Tree Lower. But all of them quite similar styles. Escapism.
I take it back. She's not shy. I loved her. Colleen Hoover. So many people talk about them online. I was like, they must be good. I started, I was like, is this the actual muck people are talking about? That probably makes me sound like such a bitch, but I just could not get into it.
It's not great. The din of movie actually
Chance has gone on knees far, let's be honest.
Do you know Larry Lane made that? It's just gone on. This is like, I don't know, could be no hint. I hadn't seen the film, but I've seen it since, but I loved the book more than the film. Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Have you ever read this?
I read it. I loved the book. Yeah.
I love the book.
Well, the books are always better than what's gone on. Let's be honest.
Joe, you'd love is if you especially.
See,
you
love fantasy
Dolly
and well, oh, yeah.
I like. Well, you'll love the new policeman though. But no, really great. I'm obsessed with essays. We all heard Nora Ephron, Delia Ephron, Emily Pine has a gorgeous collection. I think it's called Notes to Self, and it's Scrinorch Airnachy, and she just. It's just so beautiful, so beautifully written about the female experience. Like, you just, oh my God, go for it. It's Brad, that's what I'm really into if we love her.
Okay,
like,
by a Brad version. Yeah. Colony Gloosh.
Okie doke.
Is there kind of flamer in you?
I think I'll get her profit. Sorry, you and your prophecies.
Almas, I think. Omas. Omas is like, well, that's like intuition, actually, as opposed to prophecy.
I'll do a little check.
And then Hermes is Seluch, Hano, I think Tyre of.
Yeah, Dormer Tyre.
Yeah, Tyre. And Tramley is a nightmare.
Yes, Tramley. Yeah. Yeah, Nilaine Gwelgar, Lucid Dreaming. Fuckler Punk Eye Eranos.
Yeah.
Lucid is just like keel new.
I'd say Gwyl Galore.
Fóistine. Oh, I guess like an I'm sure. Fóistine.
Yeah.
Fóistine.
I'd say Gwyl Galore, Shanuckle, Winter Clash, and Size Rudder Sugar.
Okay. Oh, Kenneth Hogan, Sunos.
Sunos. Oh.
Orgasm.
Sinead. Sunos. Okay. Sunas Cuddleta. Egg Dump All. Yeah, Egg Dump All.
Dump Namadina.
Okay, there's definitely Kenelan.
No, Tha, hang on.
It's what far gorgeous, not or.
Good point, yeah.
Joke.
Cave Door.
Yeah. I suppose, like you say, a band fasten, a fire fasten.
Yes.
Matha fasucht a gut.
Yes.
Tha. It doesn't I don't know, Bader Asperla, it's kind of like, oh, prophetic, or like, you know, prophecy or all this stuff, and it's like, oh, as if it's a other kind of a knowledge. Ach, like, I think Sreige, like, Banfass is actually a woman of knowledge, but like, I think, like, Dietrich Fasucht Vegut Mieler Nador, Dietrich Fasucht Vegut Mieler Interiors, ach, you know, Dietrich Fasucht Vegut Mieler.
Bradine Fasley.
There you go.
And then. Fanny Idis for that for me.
Oh, Jesus, Ligdy and Obis Creek.
Would you fucking let me finish? Ach, on Fasucht, on Kiel Atalesh Sreige is like, Gwil Fasucht Mialer on Sale Elenu and Sale Osna Dorha Erin Leveil Kane Elesh and Fasucht Atagwing Mialer on Sale Physicule Ata Osar Gork. That's a shin point of view.
And Darren is Ban Fas, who?
Oh, guys.
Okay, Erin Oath the Shinacorda.
Slum!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, we'll toss it a giri nismo how to gail Ida Hale. Well, ta jan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gwelge, agus nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, agus tour talk york star bud crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.